We're back. Oh, I'm back.
I am also back.
Phew, for a second there, I just assumed that the call had dropped. And
no, I don't know why you think that would happen.
Well, it doesn't happen anymore. But
to be fair, that's a point. It hasn't done for a while, has it? So.
Yeah, whatever I mean, you were doing that was broken, it has stopped happening.
We're probably due a crash and burn anytime soon. I can't remember the last time we actually did a recording. It was quite some time ago, wasn't it?
Because I went away and you sort of went away but came back but didn't really stay away. And then, last week we just didn't. Then we were like, there was the heat wave as well.
We genuinely didn't record because it would get too hot. And as you were saying, you didn't have access to cold water at the time when we were recording the highest temperatures that Britain's ever seen.
Yeah, it wasn't hot water, but it wasn't cold water. It was like...
You described it as warm.
It was just always warm. Yeah, it was miserable.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was quite happy just to go and have cold shower. I think I had about 5 showers that day.
It was just your water was going to be astronomical.
Yeah, but it was cold water. It's fine.
I pay £3 a month for water currently. Because I paid so much last year.
I was going to say, you need to drink more water.
No, it's because I went into this year with like... I think I had like £180 in credit on my account. And they just
fucking
went,
hell,
yeah. Yeah, to get through this year, you need to pay like £3 a month. Like, okay.
Yeah. Sorted. That's not bad at all.
And I was like, oh... If it gets too hot, I'll have loads of cold showers, but I can't, because it's warm.
You know where else it's warm?
I was going to say Downton, but that starts with Titanic going down, so no.
Yeah, I don't know. I said that without really knowing where I was going with it.
Yeah, well, I guess... Should we go into Downton? I've already revealed how it starts. Big spoilers. It starts with the Titanic going down.
Yeah, alright, we'll do Downton, which is, for my money, the better of the two.
It is. I mean, to be fair, money plays a big part in both of these shows, and one of them is shit.
Yep, I'm glad we agree on that one, because, right, so immediately, I have a big old chip on my shoulder about posh people. So I thought this was all going to be people squabbling about, like, extremely privileged people moaning when they live in a fuck-off castle.
And you're not wrong.
Yeah.
But I think it does quite a good job of balancing out the ridiculous opulence with just, like, servants also have lives.
Yeah, like, I've always preferred spending time downstairs, as it were. But, I mean, Hugh Bonneville's all right. Lord Grantham, he's okay. Like, he's fine. But... The rest of them, I'm like, I don't care for any of you. Even Daredevil. I was like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think they all grow on you as the show goes on.
I imagine so. Like,
the one that's the most surprising is that Mary grows on you.
Right.
And she is the spoiledest.
Which one's Mary? I can't remember.
She's the... oldest daughter.
Oh yeah, no, I hated her.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think you're meant to like her at the start. But
not her. Her sister. I liked her. I didn't mind Mary. What was? Oh god, the spoilt sister. I think she's like Ginger.
Oh, the youngest one.
Yeah, like she.
Edith, not Edith. Is it Edith?
Elsie, is that it?
One of them?
Edith Crawley. Hang on, here we go. Yeah, that's her, Edith. Yeah, I didn't like her. She was a prick. And Sarah was a prick because she knocked over bait. But Siobhan Finneran is like an amazing actor, so I didn't care. That was something that surprised me, is the number of like now recognisable faces.
Yeah, which I think is... But that's the thing. Because I watched it so far after all of these people were, like,
big
and popular, and I'd seen them in other things, I was more like, oh shit, it's that person from this other thing.
Yeah, that's what
like
I was
doing.
I
saw
Rose Leslie.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh shit, you're from Game of Thrones.
Mm.
But I think this was after Game of Thrones, or the same, before she was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Thrones came out, I think, in, was it 2010? So it was the same year.
And she's not in it until season 2 of Thrones?
Two, or was it 3? Anyway, it's, yeah, around that sort of time.
I imagine maybe it's around the time that she's not in Downton anymore. But she, they all have like their little stories. I say little story. They all have stories that go on outside of it. Like Rose Leslie's character has a nice arc where she learns to type and becomes a typist. And then weirdly, so she, a lot later in the show, visits the house as a upstairs guest.
Really?
Yeah.
Does anyone go the other way? Does anyone start upstairs and then go downstairs? Because that would be interesting.
No.
That's a shame.
Do you understand how privilege works?
Clearly no, for none. For as a straight white man, I don't have any.
We're getting cancelled.
No, we're not, because it doesn't exist. So it's fine. Yeah, there's no such thing. It's just... someone disagreed with you. That's it.
Yeah. The blocking tools are amazing now. But...
can't block your co-host, though, can you?
Can try. You just keep finding a way. I think it's because we share a wife.
I'll tell you who is wicked. It is Carson.
Yes.
I really like him. He's just like, so just like, even when he disagrees with what's going on, he doesn't say anything. Like, there's the scene where, like, I think they're talking about Bates, and because Bates has got a
mysterious past.
Yeah, he struggles to walk. And he says, well, he can't, you know, he's just not keeping up or anything. And the fact that there's a scene where it's Lord Grantham is chatting to, I guess, Mrs. Grantham? I don't know. So he's chatting to someone, and then, like, Carson comes in, and he's obviously of the differing opinion. And he just goes, like, he doesn't say anything, but he gives this look that's like, I don't agree. But it was almost like he was saying, it looked like he was thinking, if you've got nothing nice to say, then don't say anything at all, and he just leaves the room. I was like, that is such a good fucking...
He's like, Carson is very like proper.
Yeah,
and it's good because there's I think at some point later in the show there's a point where someone defers something to him, and he's just flustered. He's like, blah, 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 blah. And just like, I think he then answers the question honestly, but it looks so uncomfortable for him. Like, yes. Because
yeah,
what's weird
cool.
is, I think,
I like
when I was going into this first last year, I assumed, much the same that you did, that it would be very upstairs whinging, downstairs gossiping, and, like, there'd be no, like, important crossover between the two. I thought it would just be a way to show, like, how opulent the early... like, well, post-Titanic, pre-World War One era was, and how divided the two classes were. But there's a surprising amount of honest and respectful interactions from upstairs to downstairs. You expect it to go, like, all the respect to be downstairs to up, but...
yeah.
It's nice, like, the people upstairs being, like, they ask opinions of their employees a lot. And it's weird and nice, but Edith's a cunt.
I think it would just be really difficult to watch. I don't think there'd be... I don't think it would be as critically acclaimed as it is.
No, if it that's didn't the thing. I think both yeah,
because it would just you'd just be miserable just watching all these posh people being horrible to the people downstairs, you know.
Yeah, but I guess it was just a pre sort of an assumption that I had going into it. I was like, this is what I think this show is. And I can't actually remember why I started watching it.
Because you wanted to see the roots of your lineage.
No, I wanted, because obviously last year we were doing the race to 100 films, and I wanted to add the Downton Abbey film.
Another one, but
but I felt I needed the backstory and the context, so I watched all of Downton Abbey to add one film to the list.
That is quite the commitment.
Which, I think it was sort of a, am I going to like the film? Do I like the show? And then went, oh fuck, I do like the show. Because I think I watched this maybe over like a month.
That's quite slow for you. Mind you, actually saying that, it is like, what, six series, is it?
Yeah, and they're hour-long episodes, and they're, I think, 10 a season. I think I was watching other bits and pieces in the middle, but, like, it was my primary focus. And it was... It's really good.
So, how far does it go? So, it starts in 1912. Does it go all the way to World War II? Or does it stop, like...
I want to say the first or second season ends with them going to war. And I'm just going to check, because I don't need to worry about spoilers.
I really am not worried about spoilers.
Okay, yeah, end of season one, the war with Germany starts.
Ah, okay. So, like, this
is... So there's a lot of time skipping.
Okay. Well, I'm a fan of shows that do that, to be fair. I don't mind, like, a gap where we don't see the story in between the series. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, season six ends with 2017.
Yeah. Goes all the way.
Same characters, obviously.
Yeah. I can see why it's like watchable. Like, I can see why it was Sunday night TV before you went to bed.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily give a shit.
Yeah, I think what is nice about it is it's not... It's just dramatic enough that it's... It's very believable as like a, this is the sort of thing that could have happened. Like, all of these stories feel very real, but it feels like a lot of quite important stuff happens centered around one family.
It's like EastEnders. It's like the Slaters. Yeah. The Slaters in a castle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. A lot of people around this family die.
Is there any murders? How many killings?
None.
There's no murders. Why am I going to watch this show? There's no murders.
There is a kidnapping of a out-of-wedlock child who was given up for adoption and then kidnapped by the mother.
Jesus.
Again, Edith's a cunt. Yeah, that's the thing. I think throughout, over the whole space of the show, there isn't a character that doesn't get a share of the limelight, and also it doesn't necessarily leave characters as it found them. Some of them. It leaves alive. I'm not saying who, but one of the sisters does not make it to season six.
I
don't actually think she makes it to season three.
I actually think I might know who that is. It's Mary, isn't it?
You clearly didn't watch the trailer for the film that just came out.
Okay, so she's in that, is she?
Yes.
Alright, fair enough.
So, it's one of the other two. I'll leave it at that. And okay. Edith's the one who kidnapped a child, so... Process of elimination. It's the other one. But it's a really weird one, because it's a... So, I mean, to be fair, this is quite an old show now, so I don't really give a shit about spoiling it. She marries someone from downstairs.
Oh my god, no.
The family are aghast, as you might imagine. And then, as they're just starting to accept him, she falls pregnant. It's fine. They're married. That's acceptable. I think he also joins the IRA at one point, but that's by the by.
Okay.
Like, in its early stages, not in its modern form. And then she goes and dies while she's having a baby. And everyone is distraught.
Oh, I remember them watching that on Gogglebox, I think.
Yeah, because that's the thing. It's a really, like... Because it's all she wants. Like, she just wants to have a... They just want to have
all that she wants
baby.
Is another baby.
Well, no, she just wants one baby, but she don't get to see it. And it's just... It's very, like... And it, like, breaks the house for a bit, because... It's... I think... Before cesareans were a normal by-the-by thing. That just happen. So they have a... There's a doctor in the town as a... I think looking after wounded soldiers from the war. And then he's like, well, we could try this thing that might save your daughter. And Hugh Bonneville's just like, now I'm listening to this other doctor. And then his kid dies. And he's just like, well, fuck.
Well, that was silly.
Yeah, and his wife is quite rightly just like, it's your fault. You're an idiot. Fuck you, I hate you. And just doesn't talk to him for like 3 episodes. Which, in a show that does time jumps,
that's quite a long time.
That could be a year. But I think it's really good. But I guess if you're not into it, like, it's not. I think it does turn into quite good background telly. I'm yet to try it, but I might give it a go and see if it's good background telly or if it keeps me engaged again.
I think if you've watched it through once, I can see why that would appeal, because it's very like it would be a show that what we would call like a dinner telly, so like TV, you know, an episode of something that we chuck on while we're having our tea, you know. It's the Sunday tea time thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon you should do that with this then and see.
I don't want to, though.
But I think, like, it's really slow to start with, but then after 3 or 4 seasons, it's really good. It's really right. It's really worth a watch.
It's worth going through 3 seasons of telly, is it? What's that, 21 hours of TV?
Yeah. I know, that doesn't sound that long to me.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't to you, but, I mean... I thought it was quite an achievement because I got my listening time of The Stand underneath 24 hours today.
Okay. But you don't know what you're depriving our wife of.
Well, maybe when we go camping next week, you can download it onto a tablet and you and her can go and snuggle up and watch Downton Abbey, and me and Jack will hump like rabbits.
Okay. Yeah, speaking of humping like rabbits, Bridgerton.
Oh, it's shit, innit?
I think I've heard people or seen people chatting about it on Twitter, and they seem to really like it, and I don't get it.
Nope, did not. You know how we say I bounced off of this. Fuck me, did I bounce off of this?
I think it's been filmed with rubber. The speed at which... I don't... There was... I think I got to the end of the presentation to the Queen and then was just like, do you know what? Twitter's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I don't... It feels like a period drama version of Gossip Girl. but shit.
Shall I have a guess?
No, but this time I won't watch it to find out if you're right. I don't know what you're guessing, but I'm assuming the answer is that they're all cunts.
There's an element of not knowing who's right in the
head.
The fucking, what's it called? It's all based on this one woman, right? The idea is it's this lady Whistledown person. She's right in. Right, I'll level with you. I didn't rewatch this, and I first watched this about a year ago, if not.
I watched this at some point in the last 4 or 5 days.
There is a mystery at the heart of it, of like, who is this?
Yeah, lady, but by the time they got to that point, I didn't care anymore.
But she's voiced by Julie Andrews, which is fucking cool. That's one thing that's good about it. Also, the colourblind casting, I think, is really, really good. And there's a lot of people go, "Oh, it's not historically." Fuck off. I don't give a shit. It's fine. Like, that's totally cool. Let's just do more of that. But yeah, the rest of it, I was like, yeah, this just, this ain't the one. Maybe I did quite like this bit, but there's a bit where they're doing like a dance scene or there's some music playing and it's a cover, like it's a string quartet doing a cover of like an Ariana Grande song or something. I'm like, that's actually quite cool.
Yeah, I really like it when they do adapt like modern songs for a period thing. It's like, I really like, there's a, in Westworld, there's the scene that keeps repeating itself throughout the season where they play like a stringy piano version of Painted Black.
Oh, nice.
And the first time you hear it, you're like, oh, that sounds a bit like Painted Black. And then the third time you hear it, you're like, fucking, that is Painted Black.
I used to be able to play Painted Black.
On a piano?
No, on a guitar, which is not tuned, because I restringed it today.
Get you. You bring that camping?
No. Definitely not.
You should, and just learn how to play Wonderwall, because that's all you need to know.
Yeah, I don't have a capo, so as soon as the capo goes on the second fret, you're like, oh fuck, I know what's coming.
Matt, I'm just looking through this Wikipedia page for this first episode of Bridgerton.
You do not remember any of it at all?
So many words. I thought they met the queen, she fainted, and then
that was it.
I don't remember a lot of the middle bit. Then there was the dancing, and then the, she might be about to have some non-consensual sex there.
Mm.
And then the other man comes and saves her, and they're all like, oh, we should just pretend to be in a relationship. And I was like, you've lost me.
I like that you've lost a customer, okay? Yeah. It's just not for me. Like, the colours are very nice as well, the way it's all shot, the colours of the, you know, the colour palette is very vibrant and it's very nice to look at, but beyond that,
style over substance, that's what I say.
Yeah, completely. But what is it, I think she might only come into it in season 2, but there is a character called Kate Sharma, I think, and let me tell you, that's not unappealing to look. That's all I've got on this. It's crap. It's not crap, it's just not for me.
Yeah, I think we probably knew going into this one for us.
I mean, I did because I'd already seen it, so.
Yeah, but then that's the thing. I find that I'm more likely to bounce off something like Downton but shit. Which is true. But this isn't like Downton but shit, it's just
shit.
It's one of those sort of, I think because of the aesthetic of it, I expect it to have fantasy elements and it doesn't, and it makes me sad. I'm like, if you threw in some like elves and minotaurs and shit, I'd be down.
Do you know how much faster it would have lost me if there was a fucking elf fucking howling about one of these halls?
I don't know. Yeah, but if no one acknowledges it, and then it's sort of more of a mystery as to why does no one understand that there are elves here? Then that is also what's got me excited for Lord of the Rings.
I was going to say, I think that might fundamentally miss out exactly what this fucking show is. That's like just going, why isn't it just Star Wars?
I mean, I'm saying, if Lord Hastings cunt had had a lightsaber, he wouldn't have had to punch them, and he'd just...
It had deflected the arrow going towards his eye.
Yeah, and then, you know, that would have just solved all of his problems, and we wouldn't have had to worry about why that one girl fainted in front of the queen, and why she liked the other girl so much. I get it, but... But why just that one?
I mean, I get it. Yeah, not for us, that one. But never mind. Hopefully the next one will be. But, I mean, I'm not holding up much hope because I know you don't like Westerns. So, Deadwood and Outer Range.
Well, spoilers, I've already watched them. And I didn't hate both of them.
Well, that's good. Only one of them is like a proper out-and-out Western, like proper cowboys and shit. So
yeah.
Outer Range is...
the other one.
Something else. It's just insane. I'm looking forward to talking about it.
Yeah. Josh Brolin!
Josh Brolin!
And Imogen Poots. And all of the people in Deadwood.
And, Ian McShane. Plus.
Yes.
Noah Wasschops, who plays Patrick in Schitt's Creek, is in Outer Range.
Yes.
Do you not remember him? He was one of the brothers.
Yeah, no, didn't clock.
At all.
I was very busy just being like, Josh Brolin!
And a big ol'. Yeah, that'll be a fun one, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the... I've decided... until we record it, I'm not watching any more of it, which is breaking.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to getting to it then.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Always leaves on such a rude note. What a cunt.